Please stand by.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Tivoli Talk, Tivoli Security Enhancing Mainframe Security with Tivoli Z-Secure Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Joy Russ. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Vicki. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Joyce Ruff. I'm a product manager in Tivoli Security, and I'm here to tell you how IBM's security solutions can enhance your mainframe security. On page 2, IBM's innovative security solutions can address the challenges and requirements that businesses are facing today and provide improved visibility, control, and automation to meet the needs of the enterprise. With IBM Tivoli Security Solutions, you can ensure that your enterprise is accessed only by the right people, at the right time, and in the right way. Today's presentation is for our business partners for Tivoli Z-Secure. On page 3, we want to share with you some success stories that we have for the Tivoli Z-Secure suite. IBM announced the acquisition of the company called Console Risk Management in late 2006. The Console products completed transfer of trade in mid-2007. Since being acquired by IBM, the Z-Secure product family has exceeded all our revenue expectations, and the number of customers for Z-Secure has almost doubled. We have customers across all major industries with representation in all geographies, most recently in Asia and Japan. We have successfully competed with other vendors in quite a few accounts and expect that we will be able to continue to grow the Z-Secure market share. On page 4, you can see here that there is a lot of potential to make a lot of money with Z-Secure. With an average deal size of $150,000 and an average sales cycle as short as 3 months, business partners can engage with mainframe and RACF customers to show them the advantages of the Z-Secure suite. Additionally, there is a lot of opportunity for cross-selling other IBM products, including identity and access management, or compliance and control management, or even beyond security, to storage and other offerings. There is also potential for services revenue for customization. Hopefully, this gives you some idea of the revenue potential for Tivoli Z-Secure for your organization. So on page 5, let's talk about the mainframe and security. System Z is the most secure platform for your mission-critical data and applications. It provides extensive scalability and flexibility to meet the needs of companies across all industries, from small and medium businesses to large enterprises. With built-in hardware and software technology for multiple security capabilities, the mainframe is the most secure platform in the industry. Tivoli Security Software provides an additional level of protection with solutions for identity and access management and audit and compliance management. On page 6, let's demonstrate how IBM's security solutions can help our customers. IBM has defined a comprehensive security framework that mitigates risk across the enterprise, where we worked with customers to understand what do you need to secure your enterprise and make it compliant. Well, what it comes down to, starting on the left from the bottom up, is that customers need to secure the physical infrastructure. Think of buildings and assets. Customers are still looking to secure networks, servers, and endpoints from attacks, worms, and vulnerabilities. Applications and processes need protection to ensure they have integrity and can comply. The good data and information you have within your organization needs to stay secure and not leak out. And the people and identity of users, customers, and partners needs to be secured. IBM has solutions in all these areas. In fact, IBM solutions span security compliance, like those such as Z-Secure and our Tivoli Security and Information and Event Management tool. We have our extensive identity and access management suite in Tivoli as well. We also have data security solutions from encryption on DB2 to our secure messaging platforms in Lotus. And we have a strong application security strategy with our recent WatchFire acquisition, which checks for application vulnerabilities and our Tivoli Access Manager capability on applications. Finally, with GTS and the acquisition of ISS, Internet Security Systems, we have unrivaled infrastructure security capabilities. Customers need a highly secure business environment that complies with industry standards, providing the right levels of capacity, integration, and cost efficiency. Customers are leveraging the availability, scale, and performance of the IBM System-Z mainframe to provide a centralized hub for enterprise security on ZOS with IBM security software offerings. Let's go to page 7. Derived from the security framework, IBM and Tivoli provide a holistic approach for the end-to-end enterprise security hub solution. This starts with the hardware and software security capabilities built into the System-Z platform and is enhanced with software solutions that address customer requirements for security provisioning and administration, identity, access, authorization, and single sign-on administration, security and compliance reporting, and information and data security. The Tivoli Z-Secure product family actually fits into two of these categories, and we'll provide more information during this presentation on the capabilities of the Z-Secure portfolio. On page 8, when customers are implementing a security strategy, these companies may be responding to specific threats or concerns or defining a global policy. While initially companies often focus on complying with a specific regulation, for example, Sarbanes-Oxley, the risk and compliance imperative is about how you manage your business, and not just process and technology, but the overall culture. Security is not just technology. It is now a business function. Of course, regulations are designed to control and make companies more accountable, but they are also an excellent opportunity to improve the business and transform it into a better run, more transparent, and ultimately more competitive company. Customers often start out in reactive mode with the comply mandate, but will quickly see the advantages of improving and consolidating their processes and eventually transforming their enterprises to take advantage of risk-aware compliance processes to gain competitive advantage. We also view our security portfolio as helping you to move up the security maturity curve. The concept here is that Tivoli offers every conceivable product to solve every conceivable pain. The trick is to ensure that as you start down the automation path, you want to make sure that those tools can be integrated with an intelligent design. This will put you on the right path for a sustainable business security model. On page 9, we really cannot have a discussion about a topic as complex as mainframe security without reviewing the priorities of the CIO as they reflect the CEO and board's priorities as well. This page reflects the research IBM has done with the many CIOs it helps, and while the terms on this page are high level, they paint an important context for our efforts. 64% of CIOs feel that the most significant challenges facing IT organizations are security, compliance, and data protection. First, the CIO needs to deal with an incredible amount of complexity. I mean, we're talking about mainframes. The environment we live in is complex. Its borders are ever-changing and disappearing, and your CIO needs to manage that complexity. Second, and as already mentioned, compliance. What is being compliant? Doing just enough to make a barely passing grade? Is that all we're doing nowadays? I don't think so. It is important, but in today's corporate environment, the CIO has more in mind. And third, in fact, the CIO also needs to deal with change. It could be in the form of mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, or other activities such as outsourcing or insourcing. Change is an ever-present part of the IT landscape, and companies must be responsive and adaptive to manage it. Are your efforts on the mainframe in security enabling adaptability to change as needed? And then there are rising costs. When's the last time the board said to the CIO, spend whatever you need, get it done? Well, never. We all know that budgets are flat at best, so we need to think about how to lower costs where possible so we can spend where needed. And, of course, all of these activities we do need to enable innovation within the corporation. So governance and risk management is a lot more than security and compliance, and at the end of this presentation, I hope you'll agree that IBM's mainframe software solutions can help you to enable the things listed here. On page 10, the primary conflict in the mainframe security area is that reality may not correlate exactly to the regulations that have been specified. One example is in security management, where a company may have a small team such that separation of duties is not practical, or perhaps change management when processes may be bypassed in the interest of getting things done more quickly. Companies must find ways to ensure compliance to regulations even when dealing with constraints. Why? Well, on page 11, because auditors ask lots of questions about how companies are securing their enterprise and meeting their compliance requirements. Fortunately, the Z-Secure Suite provides a family of products that can help to address these questions that are asked by auditors and demonstrate compliance to internal policies and industry regulations. On page 12, we have a value proposition statement for the Tivoli Z-Secure Suite. We actually have two of them because we have a family of products that includes both mainframe audit and compliance management tools as well as mainframe security administration tools. And all of these tools work together or independently as needed for the specific customer environment to address the requirements in each of these areas. On page 13, Z-Secure addresses the challenges being faced in today's security environments with the extensive administration, audit, and compliance capabilities built into these products. Tivoli is providing a broad range of offerings that work together. Tivoli Z-Secure serves as the cornerstone, the foundation for mainframe security, but it is only a part of our commitment to the mainframe. Over the last several years, Tivoli has added mainframe capabilities across its security and compliance solutions. For example, starting from the bottom right, Tivoli's identity and access management platforms like Tivoli Identity Manager, Tivoli Federated Identity Manager, Tivoli Directory Server, and Tivoli Directory Integrator all connect to the mainframe and run on ZOS to allow central administrators to connect to the mainframe for routine enterprise-wide administration. Similarly, Tivoli's security information and event management solutions connect to the mainframe. Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager combines with Z-Secure Audit and allows the mainframe to provide audit data, detailed logs of mainframe transactions with that of other operating systems, databases, and applications, into a comprehensive audit and compliance dashboard. Tivoli Security Operations Manager leverages Z-Secure Alert's real-time threat data from RACF and ACF2 into its security operations and threat management dashboard. In this manner, Tivoli has solutions like the Z-Secure Suite that appeal both to mainframe experts and others in the distributed environment that connect the mainframe to an enterprise view and relieve mainframe administrators from non-core tasks. On page 14, here is an overview of the Z-Secure Suite itself. We have 7 products in the Z-Secure Suite family. 6 of these run on ZOS and 1 runs on ZVM. The Z-Secure Suite essentially provides a user-friendly interface to the Resource Access Control Facility, also called RACF. This is a very nice way to simplify and automate many RACF tasks and commands into a higher level interface and making it much more user friendly. Products include the Z-Secure Admin Tool. This tool provides RACF administration for a wide range of tasks for user management. Also, Z-Secure Visual, which provides the support for administration from a Windows GUI for RACF. And then the Kix Toolkit, also providing RACF administration, but now from the Kix environment. The Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM provides combined audit and admin functionality for the virtual machine environment. In the audit, monitoring, and compliance side, Z-Secure Audit provides the compliance auditing and reporting for event detection and analysis and system integrity audit and analysis, and provides detailed reports on the transactions that have been executed. Z-Secure Alert provides the intrusion detection with real-time monitoring of activities. And then last, Z-Secure Command Verifier provides command controls with automated security monitoring and prevents erroneous commands from being submitted. In total, this product set provides the capability to reduce cost and time of managing your mainframe security, both from administration and audit and compliance perspectives. On page 15, again, here we have another summary of the products. If you put it in screen show mode, it has some nice animation to go around the circle, but basically giving you the big picture here that the Tivoli Z-Secure Suite provides a comprehensive solution for your mainframe security needs. On page 16, we have opportunities to learn more about Z-Secure. We have an upcoming webcast at the end of this month on July 31st on System Z Security, an educational webinar for state and local government and education markets. We also have some recent webcasts that are available for replay, and we've provided the links here for your learning pleasure. And we also continue to show Z-Secure at several different conference events. The next one coming up is SHARE in San Jose next month, and we will have Z-Secure at the expo booth. We will also have a lunch and learn session, and we will have education sessions and hands-on labs for Z-Secure at this event. On page 17, to wrap up this section, CIOs need to be asking themselves some questions. Would they like to do a better job of managing security from a business perspective? How are they proving regulatory compliance today? And are they providing a consistent set of security initiatives? Those that do implement effective mainframe security can improve their business with enhanced business performance, better business resilience, and demonstration of achieved compliance. At this time, I'd like to pass it over to my colleague, Ted Anderson, who will talk about some additional information on working with the Z-Secure Suite. Ted?
Hi, Joy. Thank you very much. I'm going to focus in on my little section here, starting actually page 19. 18 is just kind of a transition chart on things that I've encountered in kind of the field and specific market issues and the kinds of different selling scenarios that we've come across here in the last little bit. Actually, it's been over 12 months now since we've been selling and marketing Z-Secure. So just a little bit on page 19 about some of the other competitors that are in this space so that you know a little bit about who they are and where they come from. The history of Consul, which is the company that we acquired for Z-Secure, they started in the Netherlands. So as you would expect, when starting in the Netherlands in the late 80s, they have had a historically a larger footprint or market in Europe than they have in the U.S. Conversely, about the same time that, and for similar reasons, that Consul started in the Netherlands in the late 80s, Vanguard started in the U.S. in Southern California in the late 80s. And so one of the things that you're going to find for those of you that are in the U.S. market is their Vanguard has a bigger presence in the U.S., and sometimes there's a little more explaining that has to be done. To be honest with you, the products match up quite well between Vanguard and Z-Secure. There are some differences in mappings and those kinds of things. For instance, the Z-Secure audit product actually covers two of the Vanguard products, Analyzer and Advisor. The Z-Secure Command Verifier product has been around quite a bit longer. My understanding is Vanguard has just now started in the last 6 months to market something that would be analogous to the Command Verifier product. So the mapping of the two products is slightly different, and the way they approach things as well is slightly different. For the most part, One of the reasons, if you're going to get into IBM's purchase of one or the other, is consoles' ability, as Joy was pointing out, that whole enterprise-wide story. I mean, one of the things that was very attractive from an IBM perspective is integration into the rest of the enterprise, not just into manipulating things that are on ZOS. So that's probably one of the strengths if you're looking at Vanguard versus ZSecure. Beta is a company that's out of Germany, and looks, I'm not sure exactly why, but they also appear to be strong down in South America and Brazil. The ZSecure product suite in general has got a much richer functionality than that, so a lot of the things that competition kind of things that you're going to see with Beta 88 revolves around price points and pricing, but typically if we are in some kind of a competitive situation with them, we'll usually find a number of things that we're actually doing that Beta 88 either doesn't or can't or whatever. CA, obviously, the interesting thing with CA is you almost have to back up a little bit of a step because CA actually competes more with RACF, meaning they have two products, ACF2 and Top Secret, than they compete with ZSecure in general. ZSecure does work quite nicely from an audit perspective and an alert perspective. Those two products that Joy talked about earlier, they both function quite nicely on an ACF2 platform. And the kinds of things that you'll see there is people that are interested in auditing, and because one of the functions that ZSecure Audit does is not just auditing the ACF2 environment, but the entire ZOS platform. So there are things that you wouldn't be getting out of a straight ACF2 environment that you can do for compliance and reporting off of, especially on the audit side. The other thing that's kind of interesting, and I'll talk about that, I think it's in the next chart. I don't have these quite memorized. But one of the things that we're finding over time, which isn't really what we anticipated, and I don't think we anticipated, is some of our biggest revenue generations have been off of migration customers that are migrating from either ACF2 or Top Secret. The sale on that, as I'll describe on when I get to the slide that talks about that, selling that is a little different than just selling into a straight, hey, you've got a compliance issue, or hey, we can help you make administration or understand your RACF database better and ease some of the workload on your administrators. So the sell on that is a little different, but what we found is some of our biggest revenue generation activities have been in with customers that have decided that they are going to migrate from either ACF2 or Top Secret to RACF. And then on top of that, we've sold especially admin and audit. And in some cases, we've actually sold CACS toolkit for, depending on how deep you want to go, we'll leave some time for questions if you want to ask on that front. There's some technical reasons for why some customers actually want to pull in CACS toolkit into a migration opportunity. Eurekify is something that we've come across. One of the things that we're finding is as a sales opportunity, and we've got some things that leverage on the admin side for RACF, a role-based access control, which then makes implementation of identity management from an enterprise much easier. So, for instance, the TIM implementation, a Tivoli Identity Manager implementation, one of the things that makes that a much easier implementation is if you have well-defined roles on each of the platforms that you're going to do identity management on. And ZSecure Admin can help with that. Another product that approaches it not from a what's out there now, which is the kind of the ZSecure Admin approach, but approaches it from going back and almost querying the business units as to what it is that they're interested in seeing is Eurekify. So Eurekify actually ends up being more of a complementary product than a competitive product, depending on the right spot. It can be something that can actually help with a role-based access control implementation, which then helps perhaps with a Tivoli identity management implementation. Then there's some other small niche players that we see, depending on the environment and depending on what they're doing. JME has come in with a product called Deadbolt that does. We haven't frankly seen much of that out there. We've talked to a couple of customers that have looked at it. ASG has been around quite a bit longer. Type 80 is actually an auto product, and the reason the name came about is that the SMF Type 80s are actually the types that do a lot of things having to do with security analysis off of the mainframe, so they just named their product after the feed that they got from SMF. Control SA and a couple others out there are things that we see occasionally. Typically, similar to what we find with Beta 88, most of these products have got a small niche. Some of them are even like batch products versus something that you do interactively online. And so typically we've got a functional richness that none of those guys can touch. And the only one that I'd say I would be hesitate to say that on is the Deadbolt product from JME, and mostly we haven't seen a lot of it, so I don't know. I know what they claim in their marketing literature, but we frankly haven't seen a lot of it up close and personal, so I don't know how people actually use it and what it really looks like from an implementation perspective. Okay, page 20. Here are, just want to make sure I've got the kind of folks that we end up selling into. We've got those people that are already RACF customers, and that would be somebody that versus a somebody that's already using ACF2 or Top Secret or whatever. Those kinds of customers, if they've already got, for instance, a Vanguard or another competitive add-on product, one of the things that we look at is because of our comprehensiveness, and the reason actually that IBM ended up buying Consul was the fact that it was something that could span the entire enterprise. You start looking at, okay, so you've got a specific niche product that works on RACF. How does that fit with the fact that you want to integrate your compliance and reporting with something that's happening out on an AIX box or out in a DB2 system that's off on an AIX box someplace? The other customers that we've got, we do have the ability to do some audit and compliance and enhance what's going on there would be existing ACF2 or Top Secret customers. The products that we look at for that would be for ACF2 would be audit and alert, and for Top Secret it would be audit because we can add capabilities onto either those two types of mainframe customers with our audit and alert. And then, of course, the entire end-to-end reporting with both ACF2 and Top Secret is there just like it is with the RACF component. The other thing is we do find once in a while, which is the last bullet on this page, that we've got RACF customers that do not have any RACF products at this point. And the sell methodology for those folks tends more to be questions about, hey, how much time do your administrators spend today administering RACF? Or I've got an example of a customer right now that has got somebody and actually fairly well-known in RACF circles. This individual speaks at a lot of involved in things like at Share and elsewhere. But the person and has written a lot of handy tools for the customer, but this individual is getting to the point where they're getting near retirement age, and now the customer is going, man, we don't have anybody that has that kind of expertise that's going to be able to continue to support all these nifty tools that makes RACF administration, that makes RACF reporting so easy for the rest of our entire operation. Maybe we should look at something that's off the shelf so that we're not tied into this kind of a situation. So one of the things that we're finding with people that don't have RACF add-on products is they probably got their own internal things that they have done. And so the sell point on that is, well, what happens when this person retires? What happens when this person quits? And because we're getting to the point where a lot of us that are in COS are at the kind of age point where a lot of us are thinking about, okay, what happens after my heavy-duty career with IBM or with whoever the customer might be, we're starting to move on to other things. So tying a lot of your internal processes and procedures into something that's been written by a single, frankly, very intelligent person is it gets to be kind of a risk from a company point of view. Page 22, I'm just going to talk about, and I've ranked these. This is where we have, in the past 12 months, come up with our sales. And I think from my perspective, what's surprising is, if you're just going to count revenue, the surprising piece is the most revenue just from where we've gotten our revenue for these ZSecure products has come off of customers that are migrating from CA to RACF. So it would be CA, ACF2, or CA Top Secret to RACF. And the reason those guys tend to migrate has to do with money. I mean, the price of RACF versus either ACF2 or Top Secret before you add any add-on product is incredible. I mean, the differentiator is just incredible. There's been some studies that date back to like 2001. Sadly, I don't have data on it, on newer ones, but there's a study that was done in 2001 on a couple of specific customers that were migrating from ACF2 to RACF, and including the cost of the migration, within 2 years they were starting to see, and then from 2 years out, was millions of dollars a year. I think it was like $3 million a year that this customer was saving on RACF versus ACF2. So the whole play has to do with money, and we often, when you start bundling, and I know some of the customers that you probably are dealing with are smaller, but I would suspect you'll still have the same thing. You start bundling an entire CA to not just RACF, but a CA period to IBM migration, and the savings are significant, and it resonates. I mean, as the economy starts to get a little bit soft and people are looking for ways to save money, I mean, just saying, hey, maybe let's look at an entire, we call it a portfolio thing, where you move to IBM products. And even then, as you start inserting things like our ZSecure suite, because what you're going to find is, for instance, and I'll use Toolkit as an example, some customers use some interfaces into ACF2 and Top Secret that are available through CICS, and one thing that Joy didn't mention is not only does Toolkit allow administration from CICS, but it also presents a programmable interface into RACF from CICS, which is extremely attractive and for some migration customers even necessary. So the sales cycle might be a little more difficult for a CA to RACF migration or a CA to IBM migration, but some of our biggest deals, and some of our biggest deals specifically with security, have revolved around these big migration deals, which from my perspective was interesting because it isn't something that would just make common sense that, hey, this is going to happen that way. The other area, obviously, where, or maybe it's not obvious, where revenue has been good for us has been existing RACF enterprises. And that RACF is our sweet spot, and we've got some charts afterwards that we can talk about to show some of those. But we've got, and then if you look at existing RACF customers, we'll split them into two different categories, RACF customers with no RACF add-ons and RACF customers with some kind of a competitive product such as Vanguard in the U.S., which would be a common competitor that you'd see in an existing shop. I mean, RACF with no RACF add-ons is one of the angles that we end up going in, is with customers that have got somebody that's already written their own, and you go, well, what happens when Joe decides he's going to retire? The other thing is if they don't have an add-on just from an administration perspective, you can save people time in their administration stuff. Now, with a smaller customer, you got to be careful how you word that, because I've seen charts that we've got that say, well, you're going to save 50% of your time, yada, yada, yada. But I've also been in smaller customers where they have maybe a part-time person. I mean, they're doing other things, and part-time they're doing administration to rack F, so they're not going to be able to save a heck of a lot more time. But if you can reduce the number of errors because they are a part-time person, or make that interface that much easier, it might be something that they're interested in. The ZSecure products, we think, obviously are superior to most of the other products, and for the most part, you're going to find that we've got the ability to go head-to-head with anybody. So if we get into a feature-function war, we'll be able to knock them down typically. And then depending on cost situation, maybe we can save them some cost too. We found some cases where we're able to actually come in cheaper. The other common place to lead with is with audit and compliance. And as Joy said, which is, you know, kind of the typical spot where we lead in, you know, are you sure that you've got everything under control? And people, again, don't have a lot of time to spend on ZOS. In fact, we frequently hear, oh, my ZOS end of my enterprise is just fine. It's the rest of my enterprise. Well, at some point in time, if somebody really did it, a decent look at it, they'd probably find a few things that aren't the greatest in your ZOS environment. But you probably don't have either the skills or the time to spend on it. So getting a product like ZSecure Audit, you're able to quickly just go through, even if you don't know a whole lot about it, and just generate a couple hundred reports with a click of a button and find out things that might not be quite kosher from hardening your operating system perspective. So there are things typically in a ZOS environment that do need to be looked at further. And then, as alluded to, current CA enterprises that have no interest in migrating for a variety of reasons, I mean, the ZSecure Audit and Alert are possibilities, and we've sold a couple of those. And then mixed enterprises, if you've got CA and RACF, and I'm not sure if we're dealing with smaller customers that you're going to encounter a lot of this, but we've got some large customers that run data centers for other customers, and for whatever reason they've ended up with Top Secret with some, and ACF2 with some, and RACF with some. And the key there is that these panels all look the same. Now, they're not going to do administration with the CA products, but certainly the audit component is the same, whether you're RACF, ACF2, or Top Secret. And the panels are the same, so you don't have to train somebody to learn a different interface to do especially audit and reporting off of, depending on what product they're on. Okay, I'm going to move on to page 22, which is just basically, if you've got questions on any of the detailed information, my name is Ted Anderson. It gives you my contact information, Peter DeForge. I mean, especially as you get into, if you think you've got, like, migration kinds of opportunities, because those tend to be a little more complex, I mean, get us engaged, and we've got no problem with talking to customers about migration opportunities or ZSecure opportunities, especially in the U.S., which is where our territory is. Okay, Joy, I'm going to turn it back over to you and for kind of our finishing home stretch here.
Great. Thanks, Ted. Thanks so much for all your inputs. So let's talk about some customer qualifications for ZSecure. Ted's already covered a lot of great information for you, but let's dive down to a few specific examples. On page 24, for customers who are dealing with enterprise compliance issues, we have some qualifying questions here, like, do you have a regulatory compliance mandate? How are you proving your compliance today, and is it meeting your needs? And, you know, when was the last time you had an audit? How much did it cost? How disruptive was it? You know, there are a lot of questions here that you can get a feel for the customer's need for some automation, some good reports, some simplification and consolidation of information that can be provided with Tibley ZSecure products and our Tibley Security Information and Event Manager products as well. On page 25, for simplifying RACF administration, this is a lot of the stuff that Ted was referring to as well. What are you using for administration? Are you having to do internal work? Can we help you get a better interface that simplifies and automates many of your tasks? How much are you spending on your mainframe security, and can we help you reduce those costs? So, you know, our admin, visual, and Kix toolkit offerings here, or the manager for RACF ZVM for those with ZVM instead of ZOS, could be options and opportunities here for you to pursue. On page 26, for a CA competitive displacement, again, leverage Ted and his team for migration opportunities. But if you're working with someone who is resistant to migrating, at least see if you can get in the door with the admin, or sorry, with the audit or alert products that also run on the CA servers. And then once they have seen the fabulous capabilities of ZSecure, perhaps they will want to consider additional ZSecure products using RACF and possibly expanding into the compliance offerings for the enterprise dashboard with the TSIEM solution. For an example of a success we've had, please look at page 27. This is one of our two official customer references at this time, and we are always looking for new customer references. If you have a candidate customer for that, we would love to talk with you and pursue that. What we have here is Aviva, Norwich Union, who are an insurance company in Europe, and they have addressed their needs to ensure compliance with identity and access management initiatives by implementing the ZSecure suite, managing their RACF databases more efficiently, simplifying their administration tasks, providing better reporting, and with a quicker turnaround time for their environment. So we have a wonderful success story here, and we would like to be able to share more customer success stories publicly if we can bring in more references. On page 28, we have some resources here. These are all publicly accessible resources, and these can be shared with your customers. We have an online customer forum. We have data sheets, white papers, newsletters, manuals, red books, all kinds of information available on the ZSecure suite and on Tivoli security offerings overall. On page 29, we have some additional sales resources. These are for our business partners. The Tivoli Knowledge Center is a key location for the business partners to access information on current sales plays, current collateral, and other valuable information, and also our Partner World website for details on the business partner program in general. We also have demos. Canned AVI demos that you can install and run from your laptop. I've got the link here for that. These are fairly short, but give you a good overview of functionality of several of the ZSecure products. And then customer references, again, we'd love to have more, but those that are available are accessible online. On page 30, just to close with the main part of the presentation, Tivoli's offerings are very comprehensive for mainframe security, not just administration and audit, but also extending across our identity and access management portfolio and into our dashboard with the enterprise view with our TSIEM solution. We have a fabulous offering that we believe our business partners can leverage and can sell aggressively, and we want to help you be successful, so just let us know how we can help. Last page, 31, for more information, here is my contact information, Joyce Ruff. My colleague, Glenda Cummings, is also listed here. She is our lead product manager for ZSecure. And between the two of us and with the help of Ted and his team, we can address all of your concerns and questions about ZSecure Suite and mainframe security offerings. At this time, I would like to open it up to questions. Vicki, can we please have questions?
Absolutely. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically today. If you would like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 if you have a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. And once again, that is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Mr. Anderson and Ms. Ruff, it looks like there are no questions. I'll turn things back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Vicki. We would like to reemphasize that if you do have questions subsequent to this call, you may contact us at the information provided in this presentation deck. This call will be available for replay, so please pass the information to your colleagues to allow them to gain this information as well. And we appreciate all of your time today. Ted, would you like to say anything?
Nope, that sounds accurate. Just let us know how we can help.
All right. Well, great. Thanks so much, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you. That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for joining. Have a wonderful day.